I guess you can let him know if you want.
Yeah, I just want to let my, Amish Mike know I'm proud of him.
You can go ahead and let him know.
I'm proud of Amish Mike for getting the kills we all knew he was capable of.
Yeah, that's fair.
Amish, if you're listening, I love you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Oh, welcome into another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside my partner in crime, Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Doing great. It's our first episode with the equipment actually working in the people's studio. So I'd like to give a special shout out to all the people who made the people's studio possible.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone who donated to help get our equipment up and running.
Yes.
We're sounding great, crystal clear. I've been told, I haven't heard them, but I've been told we have some new drops for the show today.
Way to ruin the surprises, bud.
No, I'm going to be surprised. I'm excited to hear them because I haven't even heard them yet.
Yeah, no.
So I'm learning with everyone else.
Yeah, no, I was going to okay, you know what? You just go right ahead. You tell everyone we got drops. We got drops.
I blew my load earlier.
Are you ready to start talking some hockey, bud?
Yeah, that's why we're doing this. That's the whole reason I came over.
Here we go.
That's the first one. It was a little light. It was a little light. But Anthony, let's get into it. Let's get down to it. Don't look at my board, bud. I got the soundboard here. So for those who are not actually in the people's studio, I have the soundboard here, and I also have it right next to Anthony. And I don't want him to know what sounds I have, what drops I have. So he has to not look at my phone, and that's a huge thing. But Anthony, let's get down to it.
We have so much to talk about.
We've got another draft. We hope you like the draft from last week. We drafted best jerseys last week. You can hear that episode and all of our other episodes at the Power Play Pod, at the Power Play Podcast on all podcasting platforms. We did that draft. We also covered what else did we cover? I can't remember what else we did last week.
We had some other free agency news. Yeah. I think we talked about some signings. We talked about we talked about PK Subban a bit and all that.
But the biggest thing that we talked about was the draft, and we posted that on Twitter, and we're going to have another live draft tonight. We're going to be drafting the best fan bases in the league. And
Our favorite fan bases.
Which is the best fan bases in the league.
Mine will be best.
Well,
Twitter's going to be the judge.
We tied last time. It was 50-50. We had 4 votes. And did you vote for yourself?
Of course, I voted for myself.
Okay, so you were one. Okay, so I actually won.
I actually won.
I actually had 2 votes. So there you go. I didn't vote for myself this time. On the last one, I did. So we got the draft. We got start, sits, call ups. We got the Pims of the week. We've got a loaded show. You're not going to want to miss it. Here we go, bud. Let's go with the Pims of the week here, bud. I don't have a drop for that. I should have gotten.
How do you not have the John Cena Pims of the week?
I didn't even think about it.
All right, show's canceled.
Let's get into it, bud. 2 minutes here is going to the Jacksonville Icemen. I know what you're thinking. I know what all the fans are thinking. How could you give a Pim to the Icemen? They're our hometown team, but I'll tell you why. We have not even heard of a single player returning next year for the Icemen. Not a single one. Not a single signing. We've heard about all the other players signing elsewhere.
Yep.
Like including Garrett Hunt signing
going to China.
In China.
He's going to play in the KHL.
He's going to be in the K. He's going to be
good
making
former NHL players.
Wojtek Wolski.
Yeah, former New York Ranger. Wojtek Wolski.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Played with Chris Newberry.
By the way, he's got some sick hands.
Volsky. He does.
Not the fastest skater, but like a shootout specialist.
Yeah.
He's got amazing hands.
He's really talented. And Hunt is going to go over there and play with some really talented players, making some more money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is good for him.
Yeah, I think that's the piece. He's going to be making a lot more money there.
But what this is really about is the fact that the Jacksonville Icemen have yet to announce a single player signing. They had a live video the other day announcing for new ownership.
Which is cool, local ownership.
It is. It's really cool for them to be able to announce that, but the fans are craving for a signing here. So if any of the Icemen bigwigs are listening to the show right now, your fans want a signing and they want him now.
Yeah.
Other teams have started doing it. Step up your game. You're fine. The popping is totally natural here, bud.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's not picking up on the mic.
It's not picking up on the actual show.
You're good. It's only your headphones.
I was a little worried.
You're good. You could actually turn yourself down on the headphones.
Is that how you do it, bud?
That's how you do it.
Okay. Well, now I can't barely hear myself at all, and I still hear the popping. I'm just going to go ahead and be loud and pop.
Okay. You can do that.
All right. I'm going to loud and pop.
Okay. Perfect. 2 minutes going to the Jacksonville Icemen for not announcing a single signing, and 4 minutes here
making the fans wait.
Yeah. I mean, it's just unfair. It's completely unfair. And 4 minutes here is going to the NHL, or teams in the NHL, for not sending their recently signed players gear right away. Like, not right away. Obviously, not like, right away.
You feel like that would be like the first thing they do. Like, yeah. Hey, you're on our like, team now. Like, here's all of our stuff.
Like PK practicing with Preds gear on still, like gloves and shell yeah. and socks and everything. And it's weird.
It's a bit cheesy.
Artemi Panarin posted a video of him skating the other day in just a Rangers practice jersey.
Yeah,
but he had all Columbus everything
all
else.
All the CBJ stuff on.
And yeah. I was like, how? I mean, come on, you're at the top of the food chain in the hockey world,
especially the Rangers. You'd expect a move like that from the Devils.
Yeah, that's true.
But especially the Rangers, what are they doing?
Yeah, get it together. Come on. Get it together here. I mean, Panarin is still in CBJ gear. That deserves a 4 minutes. And a 5 minutes here, the 5 minutes is going to be taken over by you, bud. What do you got for 5 minutes?
The 5 minute major penalty this week is going to go to Ken Campbell. He had tweeted out earlier in the week about the players disrespecting the cup and this and that. I got the exact quote here. It's, I'm sure the next guy from St. Louis... So the St. Louis Blues who gets the cup will be thrilled that Robbie Fabry's dog was eating spaghetti and meatballs out of it on Monday. It amazes me how the NHL allows, nay, condones players treating the cup like it's a dog bowl. Well, first of all, Ken, he's this guy's in his 60s. He's an old school guy. I get where he's coming from. But at the same time, it's like these guys are trying to have fun with the cup. They're trying to enjoy their day with the cup, their summer. They should be able to do whatever the hell they want with it after they work so hard to win it.
No, I agree.
So honestly, Ken, buddy, I don't really know much about you, but in this particular situation, you're wrong and you need to shut up.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. It's easily a five.
Easily a five, and here we go for you, Ken. Yes.
Yikes.
Yes. That is one that I had to do.
That's a real
ouchie. I have two fail drops here. That one's a classic.
I like that one. I love that fail drop. That to me is my favorite.
Fail drops on deck. I got two locked and loaded. That was our PIMS of the week. And Anthony, you're going to get us started here. Actually, I can't wait anymore.
What are we getting into today, buddy?
I can't wait anymore. You hear that? You hear that, bud?
It's Day Bow Bow.
You hear that?
It's Day Bow Bow.
It is time for your setup of the week. Anthony Milani's setup of the week. Here we go, bud. Hit us with it.
All right. So
you got to come in hot with after that drop.
It's absolutely hot. It's Adam Carlson. That's not a household name,
no.
But he is property of the Washington Capitals. He spent a lot of time in the East Coast League this year with the Rapid City Rush. Nonetheless, owned by the Capitals, but their goaltending's pretty set right now, so he's not getting a crack anytime soon. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the setup he's been using in the Beauty League. He's a Vaughn guy.
Yeah.
All the stuff's always Vaughn, but this is a vintage Vaughn setup. It's got the make of what Mike Richter's pad looked
former
like
Ranger,
in his Ranger heydays. It's even got like the horizontal strapping across the bottom of the pad. It's all blue with a little red and white trim. It's the old Vaughn Legacy logos on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to post this on the Twitter.
Pretty sick.
This is a fresh set. I hope he can I don't know what that's going to match as far as like his gear.
Yeah,
but
in terms of caps, either
way, I love this setup, and it's going on the Twitter right after we record.
Perfect. At the Power Play Pod on Twitter, you can check out that and all of our other posts on Twitter that Anthony runs. Like I said, at the Power Play Pod on Twitter and on social media all over the place, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Anthony, this is what I got to say to your setup of the week.
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It's Tom Hanks, bud.
Son of a butt.
Tom Hanks. Son of a what? You say son of a bit a butt?
Son of a bitch.
You said son of a butt.
Play it back.
We'll play it back after the show.
I know what I said.
You said son of a butt.
I know what I said.
I 100% heard son of a butt.
Son of a butt.
And you know what's actually really funny?
We
did not plan this, but I'm going to start off the start sits call-ups after that. Because it's a perfect segue into who I'm sitting.
Yeah.
I'm sitting goalies in the summer leagues.
Ooh.
I'm sitting goalies in the summer leagues because I'm seeing Instagram stories of the Shy Pro League and the Beauty League of scores that's like 15 to like 13.
Yeah, goalies are getting smoked.
Goalies are
leagues.
I mean, it's understandable.
There's no defense.
Talent, and
there's no defense.
Yeah, there's no defense in it, but I'm sitting goalies in the summer leagues.
Yeah,
that is my set of the week.
Can't be good for the confidence either way.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's killing the confidence. I mean, you goalies, you have your own like separate training things. Like your summer league play is literally just so you can see other people's shots. It's not coming from practice.
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity, especially because it seems like a lot of the goalies in the Chicago Pro League aren't your elite level NHL
Same
goalies.
Same with the Beauty League.
But they're being able to play against guys like Johnny Toews and Alex DeBrincat. So
Patty Kane's going to show up
eventually. I'm sure Patty Kane will be there. And the Beauty League is filled with guys like Stepan, Shea, guys who are NHL elite NHL guys.
I mean, there's only a few big name goal.
When I say elite, I mean they're elite because they're in the NHL,
by the way. Yeah, exactly.
Any NHL athlete is elite
exactly.
compared to everyone else. Just putting that out there.
100%. I 100% agree. And I'm starting my drops. You know, I'm starting the fun, the fact that I'm starting the show. I'm starting the fact that we have mics.
I feel like you start the show every week.
Honestly, Anthony, I didn't have a start. I did not have a start.
I know there's nothing in the notes, so I was interested in what you were going with.
I didn't have a start written down.
So
off top of the noggin.
Well, you're very creative there, buddy. That's like the eighth week in a row you've done.
Get out of here,
you've either started yourself or the show.
I'm surprised you don't have something from a summer league in your start sits call ups because you've done something with the summer league the past like four shows.
No, but my setup of the week is from the summer league.
Okay, so you can't get away from the summer league. So should I just give you shit for that?
No, because it's very relevant information.
Is it? Is it though, bud?
What drop are you trying to do that you didn't
do? I'm looking at the...
You're getting drop happy over here.
I'm so drop happy.
You're like, drop happy.
You know when Brett had drops, he didn't like plug him in all the time. He was smart with it.
The thing about Brett is he's an absolute pro.
He is.
Brett is a pro at what he does, and what we're doing now wouldn't have been possible without him showing us the way.
Oh, I messed up.
Brett, if you're out there, we love you, buddy.
I messed up, bud.
Did you have a Brett drop?
I didn't have a Brett drop, but I had a better drop for after your setup of the week.
Well, you told me you were going to keep playing the song, and you didn't do that.
I didn't. I was going to edit the show that kind of stuff, but I didn't do it. But this is the drop I wanted to do for your after your setup of the week.
That was strangely arousing.
Hello, Quagmire. I like it.
You know, I told myself before the show I'm not going to just throw out every single drop that I have, but it's slowly getting to that point where I'm just almost out of drops.
I was going to say, we need like a drop count. I think we're at like 10 right now, and we're 10 minutes into the show.
If someone's out there listening to this, please, if you want to, go back and count how many drops I've already dropped and count how many I total after the show. And let us know how many drops we had in this one episode. And it's only going to get worse. I'm just going to get drop happy for everything.
It's all down here, folks. We'll see you next week.
So that was I'm starting myself and my drops. I'm calling up, though, Austin Matthews sleeve tats. And as odd as that may sound.
He's got some nice
nice ink on his arm. And I'm really calling up sleeve tats for just about every NHLer.
Because,
I mean, they Ryan Reeves, Tyler Seguin.
My boy. Mr. 20 Tux Max Domi.
Oh, Max Domi. I didn't even know Austin Matthews had a sleeve.
Yeah, a lot of guys do now.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah, it's
a
good.
Touch.
Good, I love it.
Calling it up.
Jacob Markstrom.
Really?
Jacob Markstrom, yeah.
Really?
He's got some nice work.
Interesting.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That was my start sits call-ups, Anthony. And wait.
I am the smartest man alive!
What? That doesn't even make sense. You're just putting in drops for drop's sake at this point. I'm gonna control the drops.
Nope.
You're done.
Nope. You don't even know what any of them are.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna pepper them in every 2 seconds like you.
I'm gonna do it.
That's not peppering. That's like you opened up the salt bottle and just dumped it all in there.
Well, that's what's happening right now.
Yeah,
I'm
know
excited
that.
For the
I'm living.
Dude,
it.
I've been so excited about these drops.
Yeah, you're blowing your load, bud.
Yeah. Drop Madness is what I'm gonna
all
title
right, let
the
me,
show.
Let me get into the starts and sits.
Some real starts
and
sits call-ups.
So hopefully I can get through it all without you dropping the drops 10 times. I'm gonna get right into it. I'm starting Brian's. The goalie company for their nice touch, son of a bitch. The Brian's has been just crushing it with the custom setups during the summer. It's July from July 1st to now, they've posted on Instagram 21 custom sets.
Stats.
They're crushing it from Union College to just regular beer league sets. They've been just pumping it out on the new genetic fours, just absolutely crushing it. My call up, I'm calling up China.
You're calling up the country of China.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The NHL has chosen Alexander Ovechkin to be the ambassador for hockey in China. And the point of this is to grow the game.
Yeah.
Ovechkin came out talking about how excited he is. China's trying to increase their number of people who are playing winter sports in general, hockey being one of them. So it's just great for the game worldwide that the NHL is getting involved, especially with Ovechkin. He's such a great character, going to be a great ambassador internationally for the game. Because not only is Ovechkin an NHL player, he's an international player playing here. You know, so wouldn't that be great if 10, 20 years down the road, China gets to the development of players where they're sending guys over here to play.
Yeah.
And I think that's the main goal. So I think that's awesome. And I'm calling them up because it's up and coming.
Oh, I would 100% agree. I didn't even know that. That's pretty awesome to see. I mean, it's definitely great.
I got to give credit to NHL.com on that one. I read an article on NHL.com about
not
it.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
They don't know we exist.
Maybe. No.
I feel like we've talked about this a little bit before, but I want to officially sit the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh.
They are going to be very bad for a very long time.
I mean, they got some young players. Cam Atkinson, Seth Jones.
They don't have good goaltending. Jonas Korpisalo is very inconsistent.
They have the Latvian kid.
Mrazurkins?
Mrazurkins? Yeah, something along those lines.
I don't know how promising that's going to be.
Yeah.
They lost a lot in Bob and Panarin. They lost Duchesne. And it's about that time. We've seen with Torts. It's about that time where he's run his course.
Yeah, no,
He's running out his welcome. The core players are getting older. Foligno, Dubinsky. I really think that Columbus is going to be at the bottom, cellar dwellers, if you will, for some time to come now.
Yeah, no,
they're going to be getting some high first round picks here in their future.
We're going to start seeing Torts go away. We're going to get the Torts firing next year, maybe, you think?
You know, I love Torts. I don't want it to happen, but it's just given his history, I feel like it's coming either this year or next year.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's starting to get to that
He may be safe this year because he did just take them on the longest playoff run in their history.
Yeah.
He may be safe this year, but it's not going to last through next year.
Yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle for Columbus, for Columbus fans and the Columbus Absolutely. Blue Jackets organization, also losing John Davidson, their president.
Going to the Rangers, that's sure, another big thing.
Not sure if that's how much that plays into it. But I'm sure absolutely. It does play.
That plays into players wanting to come there. The guys you're playing for. Absolutely.
And we're talking about next year, and I think this is a good time to bring up something that you wanted to talk about during today's show. It's the bounce back candidates of the upcoming season.
Yeah,
who do you think is going to bounce back?
You got some bounce backs.
Bounce backs. I do have some bounce backs. Do you want me to start with my bounce backs?
Go ahead.
Want to start off with Jonathan Quick.
Okay.
I have two bounce backs because you have two bounce backs.
I do. I got a couple of guys who I really think are going to be bouncing back, but you go first.
So,
Johnny Quick.
So Johnny Quick is going to be my bounce back here because I think the Los Angeles Kings as a team got they're starting to – I feel like they're going to end up becoming better than they were last season. They struggled a lot last season. And, I mean, the Ilya Kovalchuk signing didn't really pan out as well. But I think another year under the
I missed on that one.
What?
I missed on that one.
You missed on what?
I said Kovey was good for 20 tucks as well.
You messed that one up.
Hey, you can't win them all. Yeah. Can't win them all. Go ahead.
Max, don't be 20 tucks. Proceed. I can't. I wish I had that drop, but I don't.
I'm glad you don't.
So Jonathan Quick, I think, is going to bounce back, though, because he's an elite goaltender. I think he is a solid goaltender. A lot of people have been giving him crap a lot lately because they think he's overrated. And last season, it was hard to argue that he wasn't.
The thing about Johnny Quick and why I think you're wrong on that, sorry, but I don't mean to interrupt.
His
groin injuries have been hampering him for years now, and I think the older he gets, the more prevalent that's going to be. I'd be very surprised if he makes it through. If he plays more than 40 games this year, I'll be surprised.
You know, I think he's got at least one or two more good solid seasons left, and I think next season is going to be the season after a disappointing season in last season. What happened with the Kings organization? I think they're going to get a lot better. I think that we see Jonathan Quick step up and show that he is an elite level goaltender.
I'd love to see it. I love Johnny Quick,
and I'm sticking with the Johnny name here, and I'm going Jonathan Toews.
Ooh,
Jonathan Toews is going to be one of my bounce back candidates because
that's a great choice.
I think the Hawks had a rough year.
Yeah.
A year that a lot of the fans weren't used to seeing, and Jonathan Toews was a big part of that. He struggled throughout the season, didn't perform as well as most would expect, but I think next season, I think Chicago got a lot better this offseason. They actually just made a trade sending Artem Anisimov to Ottawa for Kyle Smith.
Dude, you're an idiot.
Either way, they sent Anisimov off. They're getting better. They're getting better as a team. I think Jonathan Toews is going to be a big factor in their resurgence, is what we're going to see next season. I think Jonathan Toews is due for a big bounce back year. Are you stat checking me on who the Anisimov trade was for?
Yes.
What do we got here, bud? What do we got here?
Continue.
Oh, no, that was my bounce back. Jonathan Toews and Jonathan Quick. Okay. Those are my two. Those are my two bounce backs. And now you are looking it up. Artem Anisimov was traded for Zach Smith. That was it.
Zach Smith.
So I maybe that trade isn't that. Yeah, big
Zach
of a
Smith.
Deal.
He's 31 years old.
A gritty player.
Yeah, it's.
He's a grinder.
Yeah, he is. He is. That's his style.
Yeah. So those my bounce backs. Where are you going with your bounce backs here, bud?
I'm bouncing back. Homer pick of the year. Henrik Lundqvist is going to bounce back. Mark my words. He is going to use, one, the competition of Shesterkin is going to get him going.
Is it Shesterkin or Shestjorkin?
You know what? I've literally seen his name spelled two different ways.
I've also seen
with
that.
A Y and with an E, and I have no idea which one's right. I'm not even going to get into that. But the competition of the young Shesterkin trying to take his job. And then there's
don't forget Alexander Georgiev.
And then there's also the I'm not so worried about Georgiev. And then there's also the youth coming in of Kapo.
Kravtsov.
Kravtsov's coming in. The other kid, Rykov.
Yeah, right.
There's
Igor Rykov.
There's a lot of youth that I think is going to fuel.
Adam Fox.
A lot of youth I think is going to fuel Henrik Lundqvist having a great comeback season. We saw it in New Jersey with Marty Brodeur in 2012 when they actually beat the Rangers in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals. He was awesome in that series. He helped them out all season. And that was in his later stages of his career, maybe the last great season he had. And I think Hank is due for one more last run.
Yeah,
the Cup.
I can definitely see it.
And it may not the run at the Cup may not happen this year, but I really do think he's going to find his groove this year with all the young talent, the competition motivating him. I mean,
that's the biggest thing.
The numbers are there. I mean, last year was a down year for Lundqvist. It was an average year across NHL goaltenders.
Yeah.
It was a down year for Lundqvist.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I think we can see him return to the elite form we've seen in the past because the numbers are there to show that he's done it, and I think he can do it again.
Yeah.
My second bounce-back performance is going to be from Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall was injured last year, so it's not like he had a bad year. He only played 33 games. He scored 11 goals in those 33 games. I think with the addition of Hughes, PK on the back end, the power play is going to get rolling. I think he's going to have another MVP-type performance.
Yeah. I can definitely see it as well. I mean, the New Jersey got obviously a lot better around Hall this offseason in adding a player like Jack Hughes and PK Subban.
Absolutely.
And the development of players like Will Butcher and Nico Hischier will help that team come along. Will Butcher's a defenseman. I don't know if you know who that is.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Wow. Where do you go to school, bud?
I don't know.
Denver.
Why would I know that?
Oh, man. Come on.
Why would I know
that?
Come on,
man. You're a big USA hockey
where
guy.
Where am I going to watch college hockey at here where I would know everyone who went to everywhere?
I don't know. Will Butcher went to Denver, though, so just – I liked your bounce back.
Well, congratulations.
I do like your bounce back. So something,
of course you did.
Something that came up – you know, we talked earlier before the show about how, like, there isn't that much to talk about, but during the show, I thought of a bunch of things to talk about.
Well, we get rolling, and then there ends up being shit to talk about.
So I've got a new thing for us here, bud.
Okay.
I've got a new thing.
All right.
It is now time for, actually that drop actually goes on a lot longer. I don't know why it stopped.
All right, well, you know, I'm just gonna put my mic down here. I'm gonna put the mic down. You just like the rest of the show can just be you dropping shit.
So wow, it's the smash. You just what are you doing? This guy is an animal right now. He's tearing apart the studio, tearing apart the people's studio.
I dropped the mic with authority so everyone can hear me dropping the mic.
So the new game is called The Price is Right.
And price is wrong.
The price
bitch.
Is right here with today's episode. We are going. I'm going to give you a stat or a ranking.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a player and the stat, and you're going to tell me where they rank in the NHL.
Okay.
Past, present,
all
anything
right.
like that.
Right.
It could be anything. Goals, right. assists, contracts.
All right.
Contracts is what it is today.
All
the
right.
price is right.
All right.
I'm going to give you four players.
Okay.
I've got four players for you, and you're going to tell me where they rank in terms of highest paid players in the league.
Okay. I think I'd be pretty good at this game.
I don't think you will because I picked four players that you really would think, oh, these players should be higher, but they're not.
All right. Let's go.
Starting off with maybe an easy one, right. Alexander Ovechkin. Where does Alexander Ovechkin sit on the highest paid player list?
I think he's like number 30.
He is not number 30. You are mistaking that for Sidney Crosby, who was last week's focus
conversation. Yeah. I know he's not up there. Where's
he's 17th.
17th, really? 17th that high?
Highest paid player in the league.
Okay, I thought he signed the contract pretty much around the time Crosby did, so I just assumed that they're in the same spot.
I think he got like a little bit of an extension, though. What I looked up on SpotTrack, which is like a big... So my next one here is Oliver Ekman-Larsson, defenseman for the Arizona Coyotes here. Just got paid not too long ago. Where does he rank with that new contract?
OEL.
One of the top defensemen, underrated defensemen in the league, a lot of people would say. And Swedish-born defenseman, a lot of people are... I mean, not a lot of people talk about him too much.
You know, I honestly, with Ovi, I kind of had an idea of what he makes. He makes somewhere around like eight or not, like nine.
Yeah.
Nine mil. I don't know what OEL makes. I'm thinking...
And this is like average per year.
I'm thinking OEL, I'd say he ranks probably somewhere in the top 50, but maybe that's about it.
Outside the top 50.
Around 50. I was going to say around 50.
He's 52nd.
50, so that was close.
That was real close. Oliver Ekman-Larsson ranks 52nd in highest paid players in the league.
Oh, wow. It really matters when you sign these deals.
I mean,
you know?
It really does. It really does. We talked about it a little bit on the show last week. Because
if he was a free agent this year, he could have gotten paid.
Now we are crossing the border into Canada here. We're going with two Calgary Flames. They are ranked near each other. Two spaces sets these two players apart. Reigning Norris Trophy winner Mark Giordano and Johnny Hockey. Where do these two rank in contracts? Johnny Hockey, one of the most.
I'm thinking they're even lower than OEL.
You would be correct.
Yeah, I'm going to say. Let me guess.
You're good. I'm not a. I was trying to fill the dead air. You know.
Yeah, dead air. Yeah. I'm thinking.
I can't just throw in drops here. I would, but you've been yelling at me for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a little drop happy. You're a little drop happy. I'm sorry. You're a little drop happy. I'm going to go 88 and 90.
That is a little too high.
Okay, go ahead.
But it is 75 and 77. Mark Giordano, 75, and Johnny Gaudreau, 77.
Does it say on that what you're using?
It's on my computer.
Okay,
I don't worry about it.
I just want to know if it actually showed what it was they make.
Yeah,
is Gaudreau still on his entry-level deal?
No, he got signed not too long ago.
Is that a bridge deal or is that a long-term deal?
I think it was. Let me do some digging on this one because... The reason why I brought this up and brought this topic up was just because it's so incredible to see some of these names that that on this list and how far down they rank on the list. It's like incredible. You see guys like Drew Doughty and Oliver Ekman-Larsson and so far down. It's incredible. 3.75 a year.
3.75 a year. Wow.
That's incredible. That's a steal for Johnny Gaudreau. Yeah. For a player like Johnny Gaudreau, it's incredible. I mean, it's...
It was a six-year deal, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Mark Giordano just got paid, too.
That's very team-friendly.
Exactly. It's amazing to think about these deals.
That's not right.
That's...
McDavid?
Per year? McDavid, $2 million a year? I don't think that's...
No, that can't be right.
That can't be right.
He's
12.5 over 8 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That makes sense.
That's wrong.
The 12.5 over the next year over the next 8 years for Connor McDavid makes sense. Connor McDavid's actually like the third ranked player in contracts. John Tavares ranks number one, by the way. It's incredible. It's incredible to see. But now we'll touch back up on this maybe a little bit later on in the show. But it's time, Anthony. It's time for the draft here, bud. It's time to get our draft on. We're drafting the top fan bases in the National Hockey League. Yeah, you know what? Let's throw the ECHL in there and the AHL. Let's do NHL.
Okay. That was one thing that a lot of people tweeted at us with not NHL jerseys.
Yeah.
But we weren't drafting. We were drafting just in the
NHL. Oh, yeah, we were.
A lot of people tweeted at us with just like ECHL jerseys. Like, because those teams, ECHL teams have like 20 jerseys
a
season.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
So we had to keep it within the NHL.
That's fair.
I think fan bases too, because there's so many other fan bases, and you can't compare an East Coast fan base to an NHL fan base.
That's fair. All right. So let's get down to it here, bud. I am on the clock, though. I get the first
unless
pick.
It's the Panthers.
You drafted first last week. I'm going to be drafting first here, and I think my answer is an easy one.
Okay.
I'm going with the Minnesota Wild here and the fans in the state of hockey. I think that is one of the most passionate fan groups in the National Hockey League. They bring the energy 24/7, not only for the Wild, but they bring the energy for hockey in general.
It's the state of hockey.
Former producer of the show, Brett, he used to show me videos of their high school hockey games. We watched all the time. And it would be, I mean, the atmosphere is insane.
Yeah, they go nuts for hockey.
The state of hockey is an understatement when you actually see what's going on there. Yeah. So the Minnesota Wild would be my 101 in this draft.
It's definitely a place where they don't need to make the playoffs every year for people to show up.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. If you're taking Mini, which is a good one, I'm taking a fan base that may be a little hard on their team at times.
No.
But they're loyal.
No.
It's an original six fan base.
Oh.
The Montreal Canadiens.
That's a great pick. They're on my list. They're on my list here. That's a solid pick. The Montreal Canadiens. So why Montreal? Elaborate here, bud.
I mean, it's
well, you're on the turn too.
It's another just hub for hockey.
Yeah.
These people.
You were there. You were in Quebec.
I was in Quebec. I didn't go to Montreal. I was in Quebec City and Laval.
That's where the Rockets are.
Yeah,
their
AHL team. Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, and even in these cities, these outer cities. I mean, Quebec's a major city, but it's not Montreal.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just hockey is everything.
Yeah, it
and
is.
The fans are passionate. They're hard on their team. They're hard on their coaches when they're not doing well.
Yeah,
but again, they're showing up every night, selling out the arenas. There's a reason why tickets are so expensive because there's such high demand in Montreal.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I know I play with a couple of buddies from Montreal who say like when they lived there they would. Buy tickets to Sabres games. This is Montreal and Toronto. They buy tickets to Sabres games because they were so much cheaper.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see. I mean, that's what we do. When I mean, if you go to like a Panther game and you want to get the cheapest ticket, you're not going to pick the Panthers versus like a team.
The Rangers. Yeah, there's more. No, I'm saying they would go to the games in Buffalo.
Oh, in Buffalo.
They go to
the
games in Buffalo.
Oh, because it's not that far. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know, it's cheaper, and especially with Toronto, it's not that far.
Yeah, they would make that drive just because of the. I definitely see it. Yeah. So who are you taking on the turn here, bud?
Who do you think I'm taking on the turn here?
I think based off what you just said, I think you're taking the Rangers.
I'm coming back home, baby.
Oh, you're taking the Rangers here?
Yeah, I'm taking the Rangers. Another just passionate original six fan base. Then the thing about the Rangers is there's Rangers fans everywhere. Everywhere you go, every away arena you go to.
Yeah.
Decent amount of Rangers fans. I mean, hey, we were in Tampa a few years ago.
We packed the barn.
Before Tampa hit their stride and became good, like they are now, there was way more Rangers fans in that arena than Lightning fans. And even to this day, when you go to a game in any against either of the Florida teams, there's blue sweaters everywhere.
And
all around the league, there's blue sweaters in every city.
See, I have a problem with that. I was not going to pick the Rangers on this draft. You want to know why? Because I'm too close to the fans. I know every fan base has those kind of people, but like I can't stand seeing the idiot statements that I see on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I know, I'm sure every
I'm not
team
talking
has
about,
it.
I'm not talking about intelligence. Oh, I'm okay. talking that, about
I mean, that's what strays me away.
I'm
though.
Talking about being there for your team. There's Rangers fans everywhere.
Yeah, that's fair.
They could have easily been number one because of how prevalent they are spread out.
Yeah.
For that reason alone. But you know, here they are at three. I got them at a steal.
So I'm about to get a stack here.
Ah, you're getting shit.
I'm about to get a real stack. And you pick two East Coast teams, and I'm going back-to-back West Coast. I'm going back-to-back-to-back West Coast teams. I'm picking...
Back-to-back-to-back?
Back-to-back-to-back boats, bud.
Ooh.
You know I get that reference, the Letterkenny reference.
Yeah, I saw it.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Son of a bitch.
Proud of you. So I'm taking, and this may... Some people actually may hate this pick, and I don't care. I'm going with the Vegas Golden Knights here.
Okay, explain.
Because honestly, I know it's an expansion team, and it's hard to say to give that like everyone's. I know what everyone's gonna say. What you can't judge it on what they're doing. They haven't been through like a down part yet. They haven't struggled yet. That's a good question. But the thing
actually,
I would ask you the same question.
What I've seen
from their first 2 years, I love the energy. I love the passion. You and I talked to someone on the train when we were in New York because we were going to go see the Rangers play the Arizona Coyotes
the next night.
Was a family that drove or that I – no, they flew. They flew from Vegas to New York to watch the Rangers play – or the Knights play the Rangers, and then they were going to be taking a train down to New Jersey to watch the Rangers play there.
To watch the Knights play against the Devils.
Sorry, the Knights play the Devils. Yeah. Sorry about that. So Vegas fans, I feel like, are very passionate. Obviously, they have not been through that struggle yet, so it's hard to completely say that they're not going to just drop out once they start struggling. But I don't think so, just because I see the passion. I see how much fun that city is having because there's no other professional team there as well. So this is all Vegas fans have. Vegas, the town has.
Well, not
in terms of,
not for long though. The Raiders are moving there.
Yeah, next year the Raiders will be there. But I mean, it's the Raiders.
That'll be,
how much excitement can you get for the Raiders?
It's an NFL team. I'll be interested to see what that takes away from Vegas because the seasons coincide.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
yeah.
I'll be interested to see that. But you made some good points, and I do think there is some real fans in Vegas. And there's a few guys from Vegas who play in the NHL.
Yeah.
Derek Englund's from Vegas, plays in the NHL. There's a couple other guys that I don't remember, but I know they're like, it's not like no one plays
exactly
in the NHL from Vegas.
Yeah, and I mean, you see the buzz around town. I mean, that's what I'm going off of that. I'm going off of what we've seen, and I think that Vegas brings a ton of energy and passion to the games and the atmosphere at T-Mobile Arena.
Who are you taking at the turn, big guy?
You stole from me the Chicago Blackhawks Winter Classic jerseys from me last week on the jersey draft. So I am taking Chicago here, a team that sells out on the reg for every games at the Madhouse on Madison. That fan base, Hawks fans, sold out even when they were struggling last year.
Were they selling out even when they were struggling?
They were. Okay. I have a buddy that has season tickets.
Okay, because I remember a time when they were blacking out Blackhawks games before the days of Johnny Taves and Patrick Kane.
I'm saying this right now.
So maybe they're a little wishy-washy.
Oh, don't tell me that. Are you sure about that?
Little wishy-washy.
You for real?
I'm going to catch some heat.
You for real?
I'm going to catch some heat for that from a certain individual listening right now.
I picked the Hawks. I may be the pander bear here. And
are
just,
you trying to pander to Bess or she'll vote for you on Twitter?
It's a vote, bud.
That's absolute
bullshit, buddy.
Honestly, though,
that may not, because the first pick's Minnesota, and that was Brett's vote. And Chicago would be Beth's vote, or Brett's vote is the Minnesota pick. Beth's vote,
so she'd
is
be torn.
But the thing is, yeah, she'd be torn, and Brett would also be torn because Brett hates the Hawks.
Well, then Brett's gonna vote for me.
I don't know. How could he not vote for Minnesota?
Because you're an idiot.
I have Minnesota. Okay, no, I'm sticking with the Hawks pick because they are a fun bunch. The Madhouse on Madison gets buzzing when that team is hot. Well, you mentioned the blackout. I was not honestly aware of that. I just see what they've been doing as of late, and they have been rocking, and I am picking the Chicago Blackhawks organization, fans from the organization.
Fair enough. With my third-round pick here, sixth overall, I'm going to take a team from the first team, I guess you picked VGK, but my first team from a non-traditional hockey market, and I'm going
to
pick the Nashville Predators.
Oh, okay. Good.
They have a wild fan base, especially in the playoffs. They're smashing cards with the opponent's team on it.
So your Nashville is my Vegas.
It gets so loud in there when a goal is scored. The song they sing,
yeah,
that's, you know, now being copied at Iceman games and other...
Everywhere, yeah.
And everywhere, really. Dude, it is awesome, and it's an unbelievable atmosphere they create there. It's huge home ice advantage, especially later you get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It remains to be seen if they're going to stick around as Nashville kind of that window for their success closes. But for right now, I mean, it's really hard to not include them in this draft because of how passionate they've been, and not to mention like. You have fan bases like Rangers fans, Islanders fans. They could all be real big assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
We could be such jerks to each other online, yelling, pissing and moaning about the refs. This goalie sucks, coach sucks.
Friend of the show, Justin Bradford.
I don't hear a lot of complaining from Nashville fans about all that. They're a little more even keel, and I respect that they're not just out there online just complaining about
on everybody.
Complaining about it. So that's another plus for them and another reason why they are my third round pick.
And who are you going on the turn? Your last pick here, bud. So far, your team is Montreal.
Wait, we'll do it at the end. No. You did this last week.
Have you ever listened to the Ballers, bud?
Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
Shut
your mouth.
Go ahead, you son of a bitch.
So right now, you have the Montreal Canadiens, the New York Rangers, and the Nashville Predators. And here is your final pick in the draft to round it out. You got two... You got two East Coast teams and one West Coast team. Do you round it out with the West Coast, or do you stick in the East?
I'm in between a couple of teams here, and I'm.
You don't want to say it because
I kind of don't want to say one of them.
I know who it is, and I think I was going to take them after this.
I don't.
So if
I don't think you'd even stoop this low.
I won't. I wouldn't stoop this low. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I swear.
It's low because this team is not a great fan base because they're nice and pleasant.
It's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
No.
It's not?
No. Tampa Bay Lightning are a joke. Are you kidding
me?
Oh,
really?
If you put Tampa Bay on with your last pick, I'm going to be pissed off at you.
I wasn't. I know who I was going to. I know who I'm taking.
I apologize, Lightning fans out there, but I am not ready to make you.
They get buzzing in Tampa,
this
though.
This is our, yeah, right now.
Yeah, that's fair. But that you can say that with any team.
Yeah. John Cooper.
John, oof.
John Cooper is my reply to that.
Oof.
My reply to what you said is John Cooper.
I wish I had a dust.
You have the drop.
I would like a sweep drop, just like a sweep because they got swept by the Blue Jackets.
Yikes.
But that's a tough blow. That's a,
yikes. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Lightning will
I got
not
a better
be...
one for John Cooper. Did I do that already?
Nelson,
do
no, that was good.
Okay,
you didn't. You didn't. You
good,
didn't.
Good,
good,
good, good.
That was good. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Flyers. And I hate saying this.
Gross, dude.
It's gross.
That's
it's
disgusting.
It's disgusting. But they are the most passionate, diehard fans. They're actually a steal in the fourth round when you consider that. They're assholes to everyone. They make you not want to go in that building.
As I don't an even opposing, have a draw for this. I'm
as
looking...
an opposing fan, you don't want to go in that building. They're hard on the players. But you know what? They show up. They die, they live for hockey. They live the Flyers fans live for
okay.
the sport.
I see it. I
they
just,
live
it
for
hurts.
The sport. It's,
it
the
hurts.
Town. It's a hardworking town, a blue collar town.
Okay.
And they love hockey there. And
I
don't
fair,
want
I
don't
that's...
want to pick them here.
No, I'm.
But I feel
I'm
like I need them
did.
On my team because they're such a strong fan base.
They're
such a strong fan base that I had to include them.
Yeah, no, I understand. I
so coming back to you to finish the draft off.
It's not recording. Oh, it is recording. Oh, cool.
All right.
Good. Good. It is recording. It's recording over. It's perfect. Okay. That's fair. You got that one.
I got the drop. I got the
you looking at the drops, though. You see all the drops now.
Yeah, I got the drops.
Okay,
I got the drops.
That's
all right.
My last pick is an organization that I have a hard time picking just because I am personally wishy-washy with their fans. But it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Original six
team.
Canadian team.
They
know they got good fans.
They pack the barn.
Absolutely.
They love their Leafs. They're passionate. They're similar to what you were saying with the teams that they love. They hate them. They show the hate. But when they're on and they're loving it, what? Oh, Amish is home.
Hey.
Live on the show. Amish Mike.
What's up, dude?
What's up, boy?
What's up, buddy? On the show, live on the show, here is the producer of
the
show.
Producer.
All cleaned up, though. Shaved
hey, let's do a bonus round here.
Let's do an Amish, round.
Let's do an Amish round.
Let's do an Amish round
Amish,
here.
you get two picks.
Right. Two picks.
Two picks to
best
keep forever.
Fan,
best fan bases.
Best fan bases. Who do you think the two best fan bases in the league are? You can come over here and talk on the mic. You want to talk on the mic? You want to come over here and talk on the mic? You want to come over here and talk on the mic?
I'm going to read off the guys
no.
we've taken.
No. Let's see if he agrees. Let's
okay,
see,
okay.
Let's see if all right, he agrees
enough,
here.
Fair
let's
enough.
See if he agrees.
Fair enough.
He take the thing off. Take it so he doesn't see.
All right,
and come on over here. Talk on the mic, bud.
Come on over, big guy.
Don't be afraid.
How you
don't,
doing?
Don't be scared. This is great audio. It's perfect. For those who don't know, who might not have heard from the past shows, Amish Mike is probably, he's a legend. He's a legend around town. Stop! Don't look at
the myth, the man, the legend.
What's up, buddy? So, who do you think the two best fan bases of all? Wait, hold on. This is actually a good drop for it.
That was strangely arousing.
Amish is strangely arousing.
You blew it earlier because you just posted.
That's fair. That's fair. So, Amish, who do you think the two best fan bases are in the league?
Is there like, I don't know any. What's the word I'm looking for here? Is there?
You pick whoever you
yeah,
want.
You can pick anyone yeah. you want. You can literally pick matter, anyone
matter,
you want.
It doesn't matter who we draft.
It can be Homer pick. Anthony already picked the Rangers.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I guess, the Red Wings and the Leafs, just based off like fan base.
You went with the
they,
Leafs.
They can draw a crowd about anywhere they go.
Yeah. I literally just
Red
took
Wings,
the Leafs. Oh,
Red
the Wings were, oh,
was
shit.
A good pick that we forgot about.
Shit, that is
a good pick.
That was a good pick.
Those are my picks.
I just took the Leafs in the final round, so that makes me look great because Amish picked someone that I had. So our teams right now that Amish is here, we can tell them the teams. I have Minnesota, I have Vegas, I have Chicago, and now I have Toronto. That is my team of fans, the fan bases.
Okay.
Anthony has Montreal, the Rangers,
yeah,
Nashville, and Philadelphia. He okay. went with the Flyers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Impressive. Yeah.
Bold. I guess it's just, full strategy con.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if it pays off.
Yeah,
so
get that drop on there.
That would be good. I got to get some dodgeball drops on there for
yeah,
sure. For sure. So Amish, thank you so much for joining the show. Do you have any hockey thoughts? Do you have any hockey thoughts? I mean, you can give anything going on with your Lightning, your Wings that you want to talk about here, bud?
No, it's been pretty dry for both sides, honestly.
You excited for Yzerman?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Oh yeah. He's going to definitely
Yzerman,
turn
we
that
trust?
Whole organization around. Oh yeah.
Yeah?
And Yzergod we trust.
Wait, Amish, I do have one request before you leave.
Oh, what's that?
One request, and you know what it is. That right there. Dude, no, before I told him he's going to get all the ladies with that, and he did it with his girlfriend, and as soon as he did it, it happened.
Panty dropper.
He's one for one with that move. He's one for one with that move. Amish, thank you so much for joining the show. We love you so much. This is Amish's departure.
Love you, bud.
Love you guys. Turd nuggets.
That's
little
Amish's
grandma's boy.
Yeah, that's all Amish's
right.
drop.
All right, I like that one.
I did the grandma's boy drop. I showed you the other night.
I like that one. I like that one.
Bingo, he gets it.
I like that
one. He gets
one.
It. On that note, folks, that's it. That's it, Anthony. You have any last words? That's our draft.
That's all I had. That was a good draft.
That was a great, fantastic
draft. That was a good
draft.
Everyone get on Twitter.
Yes.
And vote for who you think had the better draft.
Yes, and make your own team as well.
Send us, yes, tweet at us. If you think we missed a team that we should have mentioned, definitely bring it up. Tweet at us. Yell at us. Call us out for the idiots that we are.
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know what your thoughts are.
We welcome it.
Let us know.
Also, before we go, I'd like to talk to the people.
Oh?
Real quick.
Oh.
We love doing this podcast.
Yes.
And it is only made possible to do this and continue to have fun and interact with you guys because you guys listen to shows. You follow us on social media. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, no.
And I would also like the fans, when they see us post on social media, when they see us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, go ahead and share our posts. Let your friends know about us. It would mean so much to us to gain more followers so we could interact more with the people, grow our podcast, as well as grow hockey in the city of Jacksonville.
Yes, 100%. I mean, we started this show about a year and a half ago now.
Jacksonville and beyond.
Yeah, we started the show about a year and a half ago now, and we've done it. I mean, we just love talking hockey, and that's one of the main reasons why we started the show. But as over time, I think we now do it because we like talking to people about hockey. We like interacting with the fans. We like having a fan base.
Absolutely.
And the more you interact with us and the more you let us know what your thoughts are, the more we have fun doing the show. So, Anthony, you said it fantastic. I don't think I can say anything else to that. But on that note, folks, Anthony said his last words. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Podcast. And I'm going to take a swallow here. I'm just going to – sorry. I was running out of breath. I couldn't do the final ending without doing that. So, sorry.
You hit the treadmill, bud.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you watched that episode, too.
A boot.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. And follow us on all podcasting platforms. You can listen to us on all podcasting platforms at
Absolutely.
Power Play Podcast. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. And like Anthony said earlier, don't forget to share. On that note, folks, until next time, for Anthony the backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.
Oh, wait, I got to drop. Hold on.
All right, I'm out of here. I hear that Asteroids machine calling my name from the game room, so peace.
Yeah, that was great.
That was good.
Thank you, guys.
That was good. One last drop.